It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we're hearing this week, the fall of the Berlin Wall 20 years ago brought euphoria and a sense of freedom to Eastern Europe. But that was not the case in Western Europe, where some feared that a reunified Germany might return to its old militaristic ways. That fear was especially palpable in a country that Germany had invaded three times and defeated twice. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report about how the fall of the Berlin Wall was seen through the eyes of the French.
Paris marked the fall of the Berlin Wall with a dazzling sound and light show at the Place de la Concorde. 27 cellists representing the 27 members of the European Union played atop pedestals representing pieces of the wall. While the music floated out into the night air, images of the wall's history were projected on the surrounding buildings. The concert was a gift from the people of France to the people of Germany, and organizers said it was meant to banish the fears and doubts expressed during that period of history. 20 years ago, Western Europe was less than enthused by the prospect of German reunification.
President François Mitterrand was panicked by the resurgence of a new Germany that suddenly grew by 17 million people, and his surprise and hesitation over the fall of the wall was really a reflection of the feelings of the French people at that time.
That's French author and journalist Michel Mayer, who wrote The Secret History of the Fall of the Berlin Wall. Mayer says in 1989, France had still not fully gotten over its defeat by Germany in 1940. France was also fearful of losing the considerable political clout it enjoyed over Germany in post-war Europe. After World War II, France and Germany gradually moved closer. In the 50s and 60s, the country's cooperation laid the groundwork for the European Union. And in 1984, Mitterrand and German Chancellor Helmut Kohl held hands during the playing of the two countries' national anthems at Verdun, where nearly a million French and German soldiers were killed and wounded in World War I. That handclasp became the symbol of a renewed Franco-German friendship. But the potential for German reunification 5 years later still shocked France. Roland Dumas was French foreign minister at the time.
Would a unified Germany remain a good citizen of Europe, or would it assume its posture and attitudes of the Second World War? Yes, believe me, those were the worries at that time.
Dumas said Mitterrand's biggest concern was over Germany's eastern border with Poland. After World War II, part of German territory was ceded to Poland. Mitterrand feared a return to that question could trigger a return to conflict. Roland Dumas.
Mitterrand kept asking Kohl, what is Germany going to do? He was so preoccupied with this that he summoned the German foreign minister for a private meeting. But he assured us that Germany would never return to the politics of 1939.
Germany stuck to its 1945 borders, and Kohl coined his famous saying that German unity and European unity were two sides of the same coin. Joachim Bitterlich is the executive vice president of a multinational French company. In 1989, he was Helmut Kohl's advisor. As he sits at an outdoor cafe in Paris, Bitterlich looks back on that time. He says no one knew how fast things would go and where they would lead.
The French, let's say, were hesitating, as others, as the Americans, for example, because of the status of Germany. What would be the status of Germany within NATO? Would new Germany remain in NATO?
In the end, no one opposed the will of the German people, says Bitterlich. And what's a little hesitation in the history of nations? In the West, as in the East, he says, the fall of the Berlin Wall has meant the birth of a new Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.